Good morning, everyone. Our lesson today is titled, Why It Matters. Hebrews 13:8-9. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. Morals have changed. Religions have changed. Society has changed. People have changed. But God's word has remained the same, unchanged. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. It is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace. And we understand that that means our hearts are strengthened by everything that came when Jesus Christ came to earth. Sometimes we feel like giving in. We stop fighting the world. We stop resisting the drift away from God. And we hide out and we watch life go by. Sometimes in the extreme, we feel like giving up. Living the Christian life is too hard. It feels hopeless. And we're tired. We're tired of it all. There are temptations to lie, to curse, opportunities to steal, to gamble, to drink, immodesty, sexual immorality. There's the endless string of competing priorities, family, school, work, entertainment, hobbies, home chores, repairs. Everything is always broken. And then there's the shadow of consequences, our past sins, the bad decisions we've made, injuries we sustained, sickness in our lives, the passing of loved ones. And then there's the ongoing battles for the truth and for the souls of others. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think about the hymn we sing to edify one another. Trust in Him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. Fill your hearts with things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We cannot afford to give in to defeatist thinking. Consider what the Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren in Galatia as they labored for the Lord. Galatians 6:9-10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let us not grow weary. Let us do good to all as we have opportunity. When we feel like giving in and giving up, we need to remember why it all matters. It matters that we keep on keeping on because of God's love for us, because of Christ's sacrifice for us, because of the commitment we vowed to the Lord. It matters that we keep on keeping on because of heaven and hell, and because we take others along with us. It matters that we keep on keeping on because of the love Christians share, because of our fellowship with God. So let's look deeper into these eternal reasons why we must have heart. We endure because of God's immeasurable love for us. In 1 John 4:9-11, we read, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." God's love reached out to hopeless sinners. Romans 5:6-8. "You see," Paul writes, "you see, at just the right time, when we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly." Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Although for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Focusing on God's love sustains us through all our trials. When we give in and give up, we fail God. We reject and insult his love. We endure because of Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. He left heaven to die on the cross for us. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. He suffered to save us, and so we must suffer to serve him. He suffered to save us. We must suffer to serve him. In Luke 9:23, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Christ deserves our self-denial, not our self-pity. We endure because of our commitment to the Lord. When we confessed Jesus as Christ and submitted to baptism, we made a sacred promise before God and before witnesses to serve the Lord. Romans 10, 9 through 10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Think about it. Why were we baptized? For what reason? To say goodbye once and for all to the old way of life and begin living for Jesus. Romans 6, 3 through 4. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. We commit ourselves as sacrifices to the Lord. We are transformed in baptism, no longer conformed to the world. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the highest commitment of our life, the highest commitment we'll ever make, and we make it with our whole heart. To give in and give up destroys the honor and truth and integrity of our commitment, of our soul. We endure because there are two and only two real, not make-believe, two and only two real destinations for our eternal soul, heaven and hell. In the judgment, Jesus will separate the saved from the lost. In Matthew 25, 31 to 46, Jesus said to the faithful who served him, come with me into eternal rest. But to the unfaithful who failed to serve him, he said, depart from me into eternal punishment. Focusing on heaven defeats temptation. It helps us overcome the trials of life. It gives us hope that endures, hope that will never disappoint. We've all been disappointed by something we've hoped for, but this will not disappoint. It will not. Think about the hymn we sing, heaven holds all for me. Brighter and brighter is glory I see. Heaven holds out a reward beyond our day-to-day struggles. If we give in and give up, we're on the road to eternal torment in hell. We endure because we take others with us. Wherever we choose to go, we'll take others with us. If we serve God, we help others serve God. Philippians 2, 14 through 16 says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Why? So that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. You hold out the word of life. You hold it up before others, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. Paul's hope was that he would impart the gospel to people who would then impart it to others, and more souls would be saved. We must shine as lights in a dark world. If we live in sin, we're going to lead others to live in sin. Matthew 18, 6 through 7 tells of God's wrath toward anyone who causes an innocent one to sin. Now, just for yourself now, think of those in your own life who have led you toward salvation and those who have tried to lead you into sin away from God. But now, right now, it's up to you to lead others in the paths of righteousness. Annie Johnson Flint, who lived between 1866 and 1932, wrote this short verse. She called it the world's Bible, and it goes like this. We are the only Bible the careless world will read. They're not going to pick up the pages of God. They're not going to do that. We are the only Bible the careless world will read. We are the sinner's gospel. We are the scoffer's creed. We are the Lord's last message, given in deed and word. What if the type is crooked? What if the print is blurred? Who will we discourage? Who will we mislead? If we give in and give up, what will become of those whose eyes are upon us? Think about the hymn we sing, "Into our hands the gospel is given." Into our hands. We endure because of the love Christians share. Christians share a special faith, a special hope, a special love. You all know what I'm talking about. You really do. 1 Peter 1:22. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, now that you've done that, love one another deeply from the heart. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. That doesn't mean we're overlooking sins. It means that love will make things right in the sight of God if we love one another and we approach things the proper way. We share a deep love expressed in so many ways. There are so many passages we could go to. Let's just pick one, Romans 12, 9 through 16. Let love be without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. You know what that's like when someone says they love you, but it sounds hypocritical. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Don't walk away saying, what I said was just from my lips, but not from my heart. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Don't have your head so big it won't go through the door. We Christians, we listen to each other. We read scripture together. We weep over tragedies and failures together. We rejoice over good things together. We pray together. Shared love overcomes trials and temptations. If we give in and give up, we abandon saints who truly love us. We abandon saints who need our love. This is way too high a price to pay for indulging ourselves in a pity party or whatever we've taken to avoid responsibility. We endure because of our fellowship with God. Think about that. We have been invited to be in fellowship with the Almighty. Amazing. Fellowship with our Father in heaven, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14 says, "Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good, whether it is evil." This is the whole meaning and purpose of life. Life's puzzle is complete, solved, visible only in God. Think of the hymn we sing, "Only in Thee." The gospel of Christ brings us into fellowship with God. John 1, 3 through 7. "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard." This is an apostle writing. "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." We write this to make our joy complete. The apostles didn't want to have something that they weren't sharing with the world. Their joy would be complete if they could bring the whole world into fellowship, the fellowship they enjoyed with the Father and the Son. We write to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare it to you. God is light. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, and that includes giving up, giving in, if we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Fellowship with God sustains us in the face of every temptation, in the face of every trial and test of life. Think about the hymn we sing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Or how about, "He walks with me and He talks with me. And He tells me that I am His own. And the joys we share as I tarry there, none other has ever known." If we give in and give up, life without God will be a life without meaning and answers. It will be filled with hopelessness and emptiness. It will be filled with confusion and discouragement. So right now, as we bring this lesson to a close, right now, today, this morning, this is the right time to believe in Christ, to repent of sin, confess Him, and be baptized, and get in the fight. Get in the fight. Get off your hands. Get in the fight. If you have given up, now is the time to repent and pray to God for forgiveness and get back into the fight. It matters. It matters because of God's love for us. It matters because of Christ's sacrifice for us. It matters because of the commitment we vowed to the Lord. It matters because there's a heaven and a hell, and because we are going to take others along with us, whichever path we choose. It matters because of the love Christians share, and it matters because of our fellowship with God. What a blessing. If you have not called upon the name of the Lord in baptism, won't you repent and be baptized and rise up to walk in newness of life, your sins forgiven? If you'd like to be baptized this very hour, let us know. We can help you do that. We're here for you. If you are a Christian and have stopped calling upon the name of the Lord, falling back into the world, won't you repent and pray to God for forgiveness? The hope of eternal life is incredible, incredible beyond measure. This is our lesson for this morning, and I thank you kindly for your attention.